the meeting to order.
The little bit of an overview before we get underway is that for anybody that's new to the committee, and it looks like we got a lot of wily veterans here for the most part, but you got a lot of issues, Representative Hoppe, but we'll do our best with you. But we hear all the liquor bills. We lay them over for possible inclusion in an omnibus liquor bill. My intent is to have essentially liquor day today and then one other liquor day down a little bit further before the first deadline comes. It works better both for members who want to see all these bills together at the same time. It also works well for Mr. McCormick and our staff, so that we don't have to have all the other nice qualified people here with us if we hear all these bills at one time. With that, the first, do we have any minutes, Chris, from the last one? All right, Representative Powell moves to February 5th meeting minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries. The first bill that we have before us today is House File 459. The chair will move that House File 459 be laid over for possible inclusion in the omnibus liquor bill. Representative Reinert?
Mr.
Welcome
Chairman.
To the committee. Representative David.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. He's coming up. What will be the allotted time on the House floor for this bill?
Thank you, Representative David. All the time it deserves, Representative David. We're just in it for good government all the time. Representative Reinert, my apologies. I know that you have somebody very qualified to talk about this in Duluth. And we indicated to you that you could leave that very qualified person in Duluth.
Correct.
Because of the, we didn't know how long we'd be on the floor and all the various things today. So I appreciate you coming here on your own. And if there are any questions that you can't answer, I assume you'll be able to get answers for it as the bill is laid over. So with that, Representative Reinert, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. It's pretty straightforward, and Representative Davids, I hope it's about 30 seconds or less is what's allotted for it on the floor. So, members, this is including the new deck arena in Duluth, which is well underway under construction now, as a place that we can have some liquor sales during surprise hockey games at UND. So, you'll see the language on the bottom. It's very similar to the exemption that was made for the new football stadium at the University of Minnesota. And as the chair said, I'd be happy to field any questions. And if I can't answer them, Dan Russell, the executive director of the DEC, will get me responses for you.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Reinert. Are there questions or concerns for Representative Reinert? And Representative Reinert, as I understand it, this is simply for college hockey games. If there's a high school game in there or something other than that, it would not provide for liquor sales.
You're right, Mr. Chair. It's only for the UND games or possible tournaments at of the NCAA venue.
Okay. And the way they play sometimes, you guys could use a beer. So
actually, Pastor Martin is listening somewhere.
Actually, the way my golfers have been playing lately. But are there any other questions or concerns for Representative Reinert? All right. Seeing none, the chair will renew his motion that House File 459 be laid over for possible inclusion of liquor omnibus bill. Thank you, Representative Reinert. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion carries.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you again. Next up is House File 281. Representative Confill, the chair will move that House File 281 be laid over for possible inclusion in the liquor omnibus bill. Representative O'Connor, welcome back.
Tim, I'm glad to be here.
And I see you have a special guest with you today.
Yes, and I'm glad that my two special guests were not given dispensation and that they're with me. So.
Well, they didn't have as long a drive, Representative O'Connor.
So I'm just ready to turn it over. The basic issue is that the city of Minneapolis needs to issue an on-sale intoxicating liquor license to Augsburg College, or to a caterer contracted with Augsburg College. And I will turn to my distinguished guest to introduce himself and explain why.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Jay Benanov, Director of Government Relations at Augsburg. This is actually a pretty simple bill. You might wonder, what's Augsburg looking for a liquor license? For years, Augsburg has been serving beer and wine at alumni events, faculty events. And lo and behold, about a year ago, someone picked up the phone and called the city of Minneapolis to see what the restrictions on the license were. Augsburg did not have liquor licenses, it turns out. So I'm here to acknowledge that we've broken the law, but we'd like to do it right next time. So all this does allows the city of Minneapolis to issue a liquor license in the same way there are other exemptions in the law. Currently, the law requires that you have a restaurant that can be licensed. Of course, we don't. So this would really return Augsburg to the status quo, allow liquor and alcohol at alumni events, faculty events, et cetera. No sales.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Beninov. Representative Davidson, Representative Hobby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And to Mr. Beninov, is Augsburg a Lutheran school? ELCA must be ELCA?
Yes.
Okay. If it's Missouri Synod, Wisconsin Synod, I was going to be a little concerned.
No. Of course, you know, I'm not Lutheran, so sometimes I ask, you know, you might wonder.
Must wear some con then. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Davis.
Lutheran spun off from us.
We'll step in between, too.
I don't think so.
Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
On that issue, I hope?
No. Okay. No, I'm not going to touch that one. And it might not seem like it, but it's a serious question. Does Augsburg sell beer at hockey games?
No. Augsburg does not sell beer at all, or wine at all. It never has, and it doesn't intend to.
Okay.
No, we have a pretty good hockey team. They don't need to get people liquored up.
No, I think I especially like the coach. I think he's great.
Thank you.
All right. Regarding Lutherans, Representative Tao?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, I'm not a Lutheran. So.
All right, Representative Tao.
Would this bill make the keggers that I've been to legal? I've been to a couple of keggers at Augsburg.
Not at Augsburg, I hope.
No, I have. It was.
Well, that's a whole different issue, perhaps.
You don't have to answer on you.
I see an amendment coming.
That's why we move over these pretty quick before he has time. Are there any other questions or concerns either for Mr. Beninov or Representative Kahn? All right, Chair Layover, House File 281. You can tell we're still kind of new at this year. I actually had you guys vote to lay a bill over. I'm just laying them over now.
We just like to win a few here.
It's nice to be on the winning side, huh? Isn't it? And have time to talk about them. Next up, thank you, Representative Kahn. Thank you, Mr. Beninov. We have House File 478. The Chair will move that House File 478 be laid over for possible inclusion of the liquor omnibus bill. Representative Kahn.
Another one when I'm grateful that my distinguished witness was able to come. This is, I guess, I hope, another fairly simple bill. This repeals language no longer in force, and a consent decree entered into by the state has agreed that this language is no longer enforceable due to Supreme Court decisions. And I'll give my distinguished witness to introduce himself and explain it in greater detail if needed.
Thank you, Representative Kahn. You think we need more than that? But as long as we have Mr. McGrath here in the room. Mr. McGrath.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, members of the committee. My name is Lee McGrath. I'm the executive director of the Institute for Justice Minnesota chapter. This House File 478 deals with the First Amendment free speech issue. My client sued the Department of Public Safety, and we won. And we won on the basis that the federal court decided that a prohibition on advertising and a prohibition on internet ordering for home delivery of farm wineries violated the First Amendment. The reviser cannot by himself erase unconstitutional statutes from the books. He needs an act to do so. And so I thank Representative Kahn and the co-authors, many of whom are in this on this committee, for their support, and ask for their support. The entire committee supported this bill. I'd be happy to answer any questions about it.
Thank you, Mr. McGrath. Questions, Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Short question. Two short questions. Is there anybody against this?
Mr. McGrath?
Anybody opposed?
Or Representative Kahn?
Not that I know of.
Not that I know of.
Representative Hoppe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Last short question. When did we last mess with this section of law? When did this come into being?
This section of law was enacted in 1993 and then amended in 1997. The Supreme Court decision that was particularly important to the basis for our claim was in 1996, so it wasn't widely disseminated when the law was changed.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Any other questions? Anyone else that desires to be heard with respect to this bill or anything else under the sun? All right. Seeing none, thank you, Mr. McGrath. Thank you, Representative Kahn. The chair will lay over House File 478 for possible inclusion in the liquor omnibus bill. Thank you, Mr. Appreciate it. Oh, Representative Kahn.
Reappearing with the rest of my bills, which I noticed you haven't scheduled.
You have a very intriguing variety of bills this year, Representative Kahn, and we appreciate that. We love variety.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
To the members of the committee, that I appreciate your attendance this afternoon. That concludes our bills. A little roadmap for next week. As you know, we have Thursday on the road again, so we will not have committee next Thursday. We do intend to have a handful of bills for Tuesday, and I think it'll be a fairly full agenda, so you can probably bank on a little bit more than 15 or 20 minutes. But that's sort of the lay of the land. Are there any questions about where we're at? All right, with that, we're adjourned. Thank you all for coming.